helping Yorkshire business succeed. This is Stray FM's Business Hub.
With Sports Telecom, the local way to get your business connected.
Welcome to the Stray FM Business Hub. I'm James Stanley. This is the podcast. Thank you for choosing to listen to us through our website, strayfm.com, or through Audio Boom, or on the listen again. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We really do want to help Yorkshire business succeed. Coming up on the podcast, you'll be able to hear Newton solicitors talking about employment tribunals. Also, CNG will be having a look at how hiring staff is so crucial and how to make sure you're getting the right person to fit in the right role. Harrogate Chamber are going to be talking about Yorkshire business market as well, as that is only a week away. That's happening next Monday on the 18th of April. First, though, it's time to get the latest business news on the news desk with NIC Cleaning Services. And we have a huge breaking story from Stray FM if you are a business in Massam. Have a listen to this.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, making headline news with the cleanest offices in town.
Thank you for joining me again, Sarah, to look through all the news in the business world for the week, including the fact that gold, silver and bronze awards are going to be handed out to businesses in Harrogate who commit to offering healthier food choices. This is something that seems to have come back into the limelight again. It's part of a new campaign being rolled out across the district. Obesity levels across North Yorkshire are higher than the national average because we've had reports of the traffic light system not working on food packaging and all this sort of thing. So what's this going to mean for the areas?
Well, yeah, I had a really good look at this and I think there's only going to be good things that can come of this. One thing to say is, first of all, it's free of charge to be part of this. So, yeah, Trading Standards, North Yorkshire Trading Standards, have looked at the stats. Believe it or not, 68% of adults in North Yorkshire are obese or overweight.
Wow.
Compared with, I mean, the national average isn't much better. I mean, it's 64%, which is, it's still nearly two-thirds of the adults are classed as overweight or obese. I find that staggering. So they've got to do something, haven't they? And they haven't just thought, yeah, let's do this. They've piloted this scheme already in Scarborough. Scarborough being chosen because apparently they are much more susceptible.
This fish is the and
way, chips. The way they've put it, to obesity. Their stats were slightly higher, so they started this there. Apparently worked really well, so the plan is now to roll it out across the county. And this is going to help everybody, hopefully, because companies are now going to be encouraged to look at different portion sizes, reduce salt, sugar, promote healthier drinks, water. Can only have a good effect, surely.
Definitely.
It's educating us, isn't it?
It is definitely. We've got David Miller from Trading Standards. He's been saying that it will work on a similar basis to the scores awarded by the Food Standards Agency.
It's about making people aware of what is open to them into their local communities and looking to engage with retailers to improve the provision of healthier choices to their customers.
So more than 5 months after they moved to a new site, a business near Boroughbridge has no phone line or internet. Green Tech Limited's based at Rabbit Hill Business Park in the A168. The company's been waiting since November for BT to sort out their connection. Chairman Richard Kay says they've had to spend £15,000 on an interim solution just so they have a phone line.
Some of our customers struggle to ring through because we've managed to put 8 channels onto this current system we've got. And I think, you know, we are losing some business because people just can't physically get through. We struggle to ring out. We're supposed to be in the modern age looking to develop the Northern Powerhouse, and it feels like we're in dark ages.
Now, BT's apologised but says it's a very complex job that its engineers are working hard to complete. This would be really hard for any business, wouldn't it, Sarah?
I can't actually imagine this. This company, who they sound like a great company, they've spent about 2 years planning this move. So you can only imagine 5 months into it, they must have been really excited about it.
Brand new premises,
yeah,
new
absolutely.
Area.
Great for team spirit and morale and all the rest of it. And 5 months on, they're still in this situation. I couldn't possibly comment on the ins and outs of what's going on with BT. I did have a look at it. It went totally over my head. But it does sound like a complete nightmare, let's be honest, if we were in that situation.
Frustrating, isn't it? Just massively frustrating.
We do take it for granted a little bit more than we used to technology, don't we?
Definitely.
So you have my, you know, empathy. That's all I can say.
And hopefully it's not another 5 months. So now we're going to end on some really, really good news. Now, campaigners in Massam are celebrating after a brown tourist sign for the market town was put back up on the A1. Now, it's been 11 years, an 11-year battle with the Department of Transport to get this sign back. They took the original sign down when the motorway was upgraded back in 2005. It doesn't seem that long ago. Residents claimed losing the sign caused a 30% drop in visitor numbers. So the sign is back, but we want to celebrate with a bit more good news for Massam, don't we, Sarah?
We do. We really do. I really cannot believe 11 years this has taken. And this has been the efforts of lots of businesses in Massam, led by Jo Granger, who is the Massam Parish Council head. So she's been working with Julian Smith MP for the last 6 years he's been involved. And finally, with the help of about 20 local businesses as well as the parish council, I believe, they've managed to raise the funds. And they are going to be running a weekend of events to help regenerate businesses across the weekend of the 29th and 30th of April, 1st of May. So that bank holiday weekend, same weekend as the Tour de Yorkshire. So we thought, what could we do as the local radio station to help Massam? After 11 years, have seen a 30% drop in trade because people have literally been missing the junction. What could we do? We thought, right, we've done it before. We did it with Kexkill. We are going to help you, Massam. That's what we're going to do. So we're going to run a 3-month campaign to wave the Massam flag. Brilliant. So to promote Massam on all our platforms across Stray FM. We'll be in touch soon.
Wow. It's brilliant to be able to get
free as well.
To be able to say, right, we're going to do this for you, Massam, is just phenomenal. So
yes.
Keep listening. We'll have more information about this and how we can really wave the flag for Massam, which is just brilliant news because it's such a great little community and great businesses around there as well. So really look forward to waving the flag about that as well. Sarah, thank you very much for coming in once again.
Thank you.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, the professional's choice for trustworthy, reliable contract cleaning. Stray FM's Business Hub with Sports Telecom. Don't just connect your business broadband, get it super connected.
So the Yorkshire Business Market, it's just around the corner. It's a huge business-to-business event. There isn't another event like it within our region where you will be able to meet so many businesses face-to-face in one day. Yorkshire Business Market, the organisers, have been in to speak to me, and we're going to be doing a show from there as well next week, live between 10 and 2, so you can listen on the Stray FM as well. And you can also, if you're going down, you'll be able to get on Stray FM, which will be quite good. So watch out for our stand, literally as you walk through the doors of the Yorkshire Business Market. But what I wanted to start asking Brian, the organiser, Brian Dunsby, about the Yorkshire Business Market is, are there any stands left for businesses?
Harrogate Chamber of Trade and Commerce on Stray FM's Business Hub.
To be honest, it's a full house. We're really doing extremely well. We've got in 110 stalls booked now, so we're delighted. It's going to be a very busy show. A wide range of businesses in the business-to-business sector. It's not a business-to-consumer show. It's for all the local business owners and managers who want to grow their businesses, want to find new contacts, see ideas, get other people's ideas, and grow their own businesses through the business markets. The seminar programme is intensive and helpful, and of course there's a lot of networking opportunities which everyone really appreciates.
That's the one big thing that really stands out for me, is the fact that you're not going to get the chance to meet so many businesses face to face in one place on one day, are you?
That's right. You've got 1,000 business visitors expected, and a lot of networking opportunities, formal, structured and also informal, in the aisles, as it happens all the time.
And you mentioned the seminar programme. That's really taking shape, isn't it? We've got two big names for the seminars as well.
Yes, indeed. Google are bringing their Google Garage, helping people to optimise their equipment and software, whilst Microsoft are focusing on the security aspects of business IT systems. And they're both bringing in top speakers with a proven record of delivery in this sector. And anyone is welcome. They're free, but you do have to register for those.
And there's also local success stories as well, businesses that we can really learn things from as well. We've got Zoe Whitby of ZW Coaching, I beg your pardon. Ruth Whiteley, who I would imagine will prove to be a great listen and a great watch with some top tips. And Jackie Hall of CNG. So, Martin, this is kind of where I want to bring you in, really, and ask, why does CNG support the Yorkshire business market?
Well, I mean, we're a Harrogate-based business and have been for the last 22 years. We focus on, obviously, Yorkshire, because that's where we're from and proud to be Yorkshire-based. And, obviously, it's a perfect opportunity for us to meet local businesses. We obviously have electricity coming on in the future. And it's a good opportunity for us to network, as Brian has said, with other businesses in Yorkshire.
Has Jackie given any inklings of some of the jewels she's going to be sharing in her seminar to you?
Yeah, she's talked about some of the things. It's more of, in some ways, a question and answer opportunity. One of the things that Jackie has said is that we want to ensure that businesses have that opportunity to ask questions. It's not just us saying, oh, well, we've done this, we've done that. It's a perfect opportunity for them to ask questions on how we've grown, what things worked, what things didn't work, and how it can help their business.
What would you do as CNG to get the most out of this event then as well for CNG?
I think it's a case of being open with people when they come to the stand, when they come to your spot, and actually just being happy, jolly, and actually talk to them. It can be very daunting for some people when they're coming round to just see someone stood there, and quite off-putting, really. So I think it's a case of being welcoming, asking if you can help, and if you can't, then let them go on their way without...
don't hold on to them.
Exactly, yes. But it worked for us last year really well.
This is obviously focusing on this networking, Brian, as well. How important is this networking that's taking place at this event?
Well, we ask visitors every year what is the primary reason for coming to the business market, and it's always networking that's the top of the list of answers. So we're running three sessions this year under the heading of Networking Theory and Practice. So at 12:30, there's a very professional presentation on how to become a great networker in just 1 hour by Colin Tweedy, a local consultant, expert in the field of networking, and he'll explain how to get the best out of every opportunity to meet and talk to other businesses. And then at 12:15, there's an informal digital networking session led by Paul Berwin, Berwin Solicitors, on behalf of the Harrogate Digital Group. And finally, at 3, there's going to be a practicing session led by Chamber Vice President Steve Pepper, where he will show in practical terms and help people who have not done it before to get into effective networking. But of course, we've forgotten on that little list, first thing in the morning, the FSB are opening the event.
So, yeah, Mike, what can people expect from this breakfast?
The Federation of Small Businesses have decided to do this because we want to connect with not just only members, but also people who aren't yet members and know about the Federation of Small Businesses. And what we're going to be having is we're going to have networking. When you first arrive, you will be getting the opportunity to put your elevator pitch to everybody else within an area. And once that's done, we're then going to have a talk by Jay Allen, who wrote the book Battlefield to Boardroom and is really an inspirational speaker. He went from being a squaddy, he was invalided out of the army, and he didn't know what he was doing with himself, and suddenly somebody said something to him. He turned himself round now, and he's twice won the Entrepreneur of the Year.
Wow.
He is quite an inspirational chap and well worth a good listen to, and I would travel a long way to listen to him. And now, fortunately, I don't have to this time.
And do people need to be booking in beforehand for this?
Yeah, this is essentially you have to book in. Whilst the business market is free and all the other exhibitions and things are free, unfortunately we have to get some money for this one because we're actually giving you breakfast. So start the day inspired and enjoying yourself, meeting lots of new people, but there is a fee. It's, if you're an FSB member, it's £9.50, and if you're a non-member, it's £11.50.
Which is great value, really. For
it is indeed.
Start off on a motivational way to start the day. Visitors, obviously, are welcome. Brian, you've mentioned already that all the spots are pretty much taken now. You'll be squeezing people into small stands for businesses. But for visitors, you are welcome.
Oh, absolutely. Any business managers, owners, senior staff in local businesses are really welcome any time of the day from 10 o'clock opening until the 4 o'clock closing. The simple way is to go onto the website, yorkshirebusinessmarket.org, and go through the simple registration process, or just send an email to info@yorkshirebusinessmarket.org. But you can still turn up on the day. Don't feel obliged to pre-register if you haven't got the time. Just bring a couple of business cards so that we can put one in a badge and clip one to the database. And then if you want to attend the Google and Microsoft seminars or the FSB session and the afternoon networking session, you do need to register at the desk so that we don't have rooms overcrowded, but we'll have plenty of space for everyone and plenty of free car parking on site. It's just on the Wetherby Road, just at the main entrance to the Great Yorkshire Showground, and we really look forward to having a crowded day. Over 1,000 business owner managers in one place is the best networking opportunity you can get, and it's free.
Harrogate Chamber of Trade and Commerce on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Stray FM's Business Hub with Sports Telecom. Does your business use mobiles? Let them take away the stress.
It's going to be a great event at the Yorkshire Business Market. We'll see you down there next week if you are going. So when it comes to hiring the right staff, does attitude overrule skill set? Well, Beth Parsons has been talking to CNG about getting the right person in the right role.
CNG on Stray FM's Business Hub.
On the Business Hub today, I have come out to CNG, and talking to us we have Pam Gibson and Louise Boyd, both from the HR team. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Now, we're talking today about making the right hire, getting the right person in the right job, preferably at the right time, I suppose. And so you at CNG have a specific concept of the people, the kind of people that you want to be working with you. So what is this concept?
Yes, well, it's a concept which is, we believe, is a bit unusual because we actually recruit for attitude. So although skill set's important, mostly the most important thing is the people and their attitude and their openness to what they want to achieve, where they want to go, what they want to do. So it's about what they believe they can do, what they believe they can bring to the business. So we have a huge range of people, but mostly we're looking for the fit to the family.
And how do you sort of see yourself in achieving that? Do you ever see yourself having the perfect team with all the right attitude in there? How are you trying to get there?
That's what we're aiming for. That's what we're aiming for. But we deal with people, and people are human beings, aren't they? And the range is huge. So we are aiming for the perfect team, but I'm not naive enough to think that that exists, because there are so many different types of people that work here. So we're trying to get everybody in the same direction, but we enjoy and celebrate the difference.
And what is that attitude that you're looking for? What, if you could describe the sort of person that you like to have in your team, could you possibly describe them?
It's difficult because you can't bottle it. Something, you feel it, but really it's having a positive attitude. We live our values at CNG. I don't know whether you've actually heard us talk about the values, but they're really core importance to us. So when we're looking at people who we want to bring into the business, they have to match our values, and they have to have and feel their values and code of life as well. So that's how we look to see they're a great fit with our people.
And can you summarise in a couple of sentences what your values are, or is that
six words, aren't they? They're, I'll be awful if I forgot one now. They're open, honest, fun, fair, wow, care.
Yeah.
I care about them, obviously. Yeah, no, they're a great set of words though, because you can apply them in various situations with the words, kind of like two different words together to kind of make it nice, because you could be really honest with someone, but it's not always with care, is it? So if you put them together, you can create the nicest kind of working environment, definitely.
And if you can tick all six boxes with something, you're on to a winner.
Exactly.
Now, you are also, diversity is quite an important thing. We want to discuss as well how it naturally occurs when you worry less about the direct correlation between a CV and the role. So how would you, how could you talk about that?
We've got a variety of different people that have come in with different skills, different backgrounds. What have we got? We've got people who've come from kind of service industries, retails. We've got underwear designers in here. They've just come with an attitude that they want to put the customer first. Therefore, they kind of fit and slot in directly into C&G, because we do spend a lot of time training people when they first come to C&G. So as long as there's the right attitude and some sort of want to satisfy the customer almost, we can bring them into most roles. There's also the availability to move from a role to another area of the business, so you're not just pigeonholed in a certain area. So if you go into sales, for example, it might end up that you're in our billing team, or possibly even our finance team is one of the routes that one of our people has taken here. So there's lots of opportunities for people just with a generic kind of understanding of what customers want.
And just because they've got that right attitude, they can adapt to the area exactly. they need to go into.
It's a strange thing. It's something I never think about when I'm interviewing anybody. So, and yet when I look across the workforce now, there's a huge diversity. So it does happen naturally. So if you're not looking to fit somebody in a pigeonhole or in a box, and you're looking to bring something different, we're not looking to clone a CNG-er. We're looking to bring great people into the business and then support them to be different, to bring what they need for their lifestyle and for what they want out of a job, for what we want out of it as well. So just by the sheer nature that we think out the box, we just want exciting people who want to do exciting things, then that, when you look retrospectively, you think, wow, what a huge array of people that come into our business.
And with new people, with diversity and with a huge wide group of people, you get new skills, I presume, new things new to bring to the table.
New
ideas from their walks of life they bring into, and that's what we're about, listening to what they can bring in. And if they can bring their ideas and they feel that they can make a difference to us and we're listening to them, then that's why we get a huge range of things that are happening here. So people that can make a difference to the job, people that can make a difference to the community, all these sorts of things, people that want to make things happen, that's great.
And are you looking for people in particular at the moment?
Always looking.
So if there's someone out there who thinks, you know, those six values and that kind of attitude, I would like to work in a place like that, is there somewhere that people can go?
Yes, they can go. Anybody that's looking for wanting to better their customer experience, that has, you know, customer service at their DNA, then we want to speak to. Our website tells us a lot about what we're about, and they can apply to the recruitment inbox, and we will be looking all the time. So for that special person, there might not be a job, but when they knock on the door and they present themselves and we think, this is a great person, then we would look to see where they would fit best.
Brilliant. Pam and Louise, thank you very, very much for having us on the Business Hub, and we look forward to hopefully bringing some new diverse talent to you.
Would you like a job?
CNG on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Stray FM's Business Hub with Cartridge World Harrogate, home to Yorkshire's largest selection of printer cartridges.
This is quite a scary thought, and I can imagine as a business owner, it's something that you really, sometimes really don't want to think about. But no business ever wants to have to deal with an employment tribunal. But Tom Harland's been talking to Newton Solicitors, top experts on this, on how to avoid them.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
I'm thrilled to say that we're going to start this conversation by talking about football.
It's great, isn't it?
Which is unusual thing to start a conversation on the Business Hub with, but it makes a welcome change as far as I'm concerned. And we're going to talk about a fairly successful football player who you may well have heard of in the news fairly recently, is a man called Jonas Gutierrez, who was a fairly senior player for Newcastle United. Paul, you're based up in the northeast with Newton Solicitors, so you probably know a bit more about him than I do. Scored a few important goals, didn't he? We were just talking off air about some of the important goals that he scored.
He did, yes. He was a regular feature in the Newcastle side for the first 3 or 4 years of his time there. He was a popular figure on the terraces, And in his last game, he got a winning goal that helped keep Newcastle up that season. He was quite a crowd hero.
Yeah, and I think he played a key role in getting Newcastle back up into the Premier League, looking at him on
indeed.
Here as well.
Indeed.
Championship Player of the Month and that kind of thing. So really, really popular player. But it didn't all go according to plan for Jonas Gutierrez, because very unfortunately, during his time at Newcastle United, he was diagnosed with cancer. So underwent a period of treatment, wasn't available for selection for a fairly long period. And I believe he was on a five-year contract, wasn't he?
It was a five-year contract with an option to extend by a year based on appearances. And the issues that became a problem later on and part of the subsequent tribunal process related to his return from the first treatment from cancer, where he was loaned off to Norwich. He had a relapse, returned again, and did at that point return for a few appearances in the senior side, where he got a key goal that helped keep them in the Premiership.
So Jonas Gutierrez, the reason we're talking about him on the Business Hub is because we think it's an important subject to cover and advice for business owners about how to kind of handle a dismissal of a key individual within your organisation for whatever reason, and also how to protect yourself from this going further and ending up in a tribunal, which is currently what's happening with Jonas Gutierrez and Newcastle United. So Jonas Gutierrez had a clause in his contract that you mentioned. Based on appearances, he could have had an extension to his contract. That wasn't given to him, and he ended up leaving Newcastle United at the end of last season, didn't he?
End of last season. Not far short, I believe, from the number of appearances that would have given him another year's contract. Now, he was on reportedly around £40,000 a week, which is, you know, £2 million a year. So the potential value of the loss of that was £2 million. He may also potentially have argued that, you know, as a popular player, if it wasn't for this, you may have had a new contract given, which again could have been worth quite a lot. And his position is that if it wasn't for the cancer, he would have carried on. From there arose a claim that was heard over 2 weeks in Birmingham Employment Tribunal.
So as you say, the Employment Tribunal's happened in Birmingham. Have we got to a result on that yet?
We haven't got to a result yet. The decision has been reserved, which means the evidence has been heard, but the tribunal haven't had time or want further time to make their decision, so they will go away and deliberate, and the decision will likely be issued over the next few weeks.
Okay, so we're not going to pass any sort of judgment on this situation. We're going to move swiftly on, because we're using this as a springboard into how you can protect yourself as a business owner from this kind of thing starting happening. One of the key things that it seems to have arisen from this case is that Jonas Gutierrez wasn't particularly happy with the way that he left Newcastle United. So Paul, do you think that sometimes has a bearing on what can happen post a dismissal?
Certainly can. Employment, for most individuals, is a large part of their life. It's quite an emotive area, often next to family life. It's not nice to lose your job, and non-renewing of a contract effectively is the same effect. He's lost his contract, he's lost his job, and an effect on his career. And if it's handled badly, it makes, in my experience, the situation worse. It obviously, while there may not be a good way of always handling it, there certainly can be a bad way of doing things. Gutierrez, in his case, the reports were that he was in a hotel room with another player, Ryan Taylor. A phone call came in from the manager, which Ryan Taylor was allegedly told that his contract wasn't being renewed. He was asked to pass the phone over to Gutierrez, who was told the same thing. And that generally will not be seen as a good way of ending an employment relationship, I would have thought, under any circumstances.
No, and I should stress here that we're going from the kind of the way this was reported in the media and the newspaper. Obviously, clearly, neither of us were there.
Yes.
So we're kind of going with the reports of those stories. But yes, if that is true, that is not a particularly nice way. I can imagine if that was me and I just heard my friend had been dismissed effectively, and then that happened to myself, I know how I would feel in that situation. So I can only imagine how Jonas Gutierrez would feel. So the big advice really is to make sure you handle this well. And one of the things I suppose you could do is seek some advice before you go down that route.
Indeed, you've got to plan it out carefully and seek advice. Now, in the case of Gutierrez, and it'll happen, I've had it with clients as well, Newcastle perhaps thought they were on safe ground that the five-year contract was coming to an end. But footballers are actually employees. Now, though footballers are perhaps more high-profile and well-paid, they're still employees and still have the same protection. Non-renewal of a fixed-term contract is a form of dismissal, and it still affords protection of unfair dismissal and also protection of the discrimination laws under the Equality Act.
So effectively, just because somebody's contract has come to an end, that doesn't give you carte blanche to give no reason for giving them another contract. They can still turn around and say, well, actually, I would have earned another contract, but you haven't given me a decent reason why.
Indeed, in Gutierrez's case, I mean, there are plenty of good reasons why Newcastle may not have renewed the contract, and they may well be true, and indeed that's what Newcastle will no doubt have argued. But that doesn't mean that the employee is going to appreciate those reasons. And in the Gutierrez case, you had an employee who had cancer. Cancer is classified as a disability under the Equality Act, so it's highly probable, and it wouldn't have been challenged, that he was disabled for the purpose of that, and that affords him extra protection. The same would go perhaps for women who are pregnant and then employment ends up being terminated. It doesn't mean just because he's got the cancer that's the reason he leaves. It doesn't mean if you have a female member of staff who's on maternity leave that if employment's ended that she's been discriminated against. But it does mean you might have a case you have to explain.
Yes.
So you have to be cautious. You have to look out for these warning signs. All right, their contract may have technically come to an end. They may not have the necessary service for unfair dismissal, but it doesn't mean there aren't claims they may make. And firstly, if you do the dismissal in such a way that's perceived unfair, it may encourage that person, the employee, in this case Gutierrez, to see what redress he can get. If it's handled well, of course, the employer may still feel aggrieved and still feel hard done by and may still pursue his claim, but he's perhaps less likely to do so. In my experience, if it's handled well, employees may well be accepting of the reasons. But if it is handled badly, as it allegedly was in the Gutierrez case, he may feel more passionate and strongly to pursue the matter. Defending a claim can be expensive, not in terms of legal fees, management fees, hassle and disruption to the business.
Yeah, that's a key thing, isn't it? The amount of time you're going to have to take out of the business to defend this, the amount of emotional turmoil it's going to cause.
Business Hub key points.
So, Paul, I think I've learnt two key things from this chat today and using Jonas Gutierrez as our example here. If you are in a position where you are having to end a person's employment, then there are two major things you need to do. First of all, you need to plan how this is going to go out. You need to be very clear what the process is. And number two, you need to get some advice. If there's any reason where there might be an agreement between you and the employee, you need to make sure that you've got the advice and you're prepared should any kind of tribunal arise.
That's absolutely right. Do it as well as you can, as nice as you can. You've got to be careful, plan, and think, is there a risk here? Is there any way they might try to argue that I've been discriminated against? As an employee, you'll have a legitimate reason for doing what you're proposing to do, perhaps a good business reason. So when you're doing it, make sure it's documented, your reasons. It provides a good evidence trail as to your mindset. Why the act was carried out.
If you're an employer, you will, and this is a whole other area of subject probably, but you should have in place for your employees a disciplinary procedure and something that covers this. You would have this really for your long-term employees, the people who are actually employed by the business, maybe not so much on a freelance basis, but there is a real grey area there that you could get into trouble with assuming that a fixed term contract coming to an end, it's okay if we don't renew the contract, because actually they do still have the same protection as we learned earlier on. Paul, we've covered so much there, and I'm sure it's got some people thinking, some business owners thinking, actually, do you know what, I could really do with some advice. Maybe I haven't quite got my procedures set up correctly. Maybe I am going, actually, I do have an employee that unfortunately I'm going to have to let go. If they need some advice, Paul, how can they get in contact with you?
Just go to the Newton's website. My name's Paul Hargreaves. Give us a call and we'll be happy to talk to you.
Thank you, Paul, for all your advice today. It's been great. Thank you.
Newton's Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Great advice from Newton's Solicitors. And don't forget, you can listen again anytime to any of the advice. And please share it with your friends. If you know colleagues who would really benefit from knowing some of the information that we've had today, then please pass it on and let people know. I've been James Stanley. This has been the Business Hub podcast from Stray FM. We'll see you next week.
Stray FM's Business Hub with Sports Telecom. Don't just connect your business broadband. Get it super connected.